Chapter 13.
"These are doilies," Violet cried. "This box is full of doilies."
And it was true. Scattered around the stage, spilling out of the remains of the cardboard box, were hundreds and hundreds of small round napkins with a strip of lace around them, the sort of napkins that you might use to decorate a plate of cookies at a fancy tea party.
"Of course," the man in sunglasses said.
He approached the stage and removed his sunglasses, and the Baudelaires could see that he wasn't one of Gunther's associates after all. He was just a bidder in a pinstripe suit.
"I was going to give them to my brother for a birthday present. They're very fancy doilies. What else could VFD stand for?"
"Yes,"
Gunther said, smiling at the children.
"What else could it stand for, please?"
"I don't know,"
Violet said.
"But the Quagmires didn't find out a secret about fancy napkins. Where have you put them, Olaf?"
"What is Olaf, please?"
Gunther asked.
"Now, Violet," Jerome said. "We agreed that we wouldn't argue about Gunther any more. Please excuse these children, Gunther. I think they must be ill."
"We're not ill," Klaus cried. "We've been tricked. This box of doilies was a red herring."
"But the red herring was lot number 48,
someone in the crowd said.
"Children, I'm very disturbed by your behavior," Mr. Poe said. "You look like you haven't washed in a week. You're spending your money on ridiculous items, you run around accusing everybody of being Count Olaf in disguise, and now you've made a big mess of doilies on the floor. Someone is likely to trip and fall on all these slippery napkins. I would have thought that the squalors would be raising you better than this."
"Well, we're not going to raise them any more," Esme said. "Not after they've made such a spectacle of themselves. Mr. Poe, I want these terrible children placed out of my care. It's not worth it to have orphans, even if they're in."
"Esme," Jerome cried, "they lost their parents. Where else can they go?"
"Don't argue with me," Esme snapped. "And I'll tell you where they can go. They can—" "With me, please,"
Gunther said, and placed one of his scraggly hands on Violet's shoulder. Violet remembered when this treacherous villain had plotted to marry her, and shuddered underneath his greedy fingers.
"I am loving of the children. I would be happy, please, to raise 3 children of my own."
He put his other scraggly hand on Klaus's shoulder, and then stepped forward as if he was going to put one of his boots on Sonny's shoulder, so all 3 Baudelaires would be locked in a sinister embrace. But Gunther's foot did not land on Sonny's shoulder. It landed on a doily, and in a second Mr. Poe's prediction that someone would trip and fall came true. With a papery thump, Gunther was suddenly on the ground, his arms flailing wildly in the doilies, and his legs flailing madly on the floor of the stage.
"Please!"
he shouted as he hit the ground, but his wiggling limbs only made him slip more, and the doilies began to spread out across the stage and fall to the floor of Veblen Hall. The Baudelaires watched the fancy napkins flutter around them, making flimsy, whispering sounds as they fell. But then they heard 2 weighty sounds, one after the other, as if Gunther's fall had made something heavier fall to the floor. And when they turned their heads to follow the sound, they saw Gunther's boots lying on the floor, one at Jerome's feet and one at Mr. Poe's.
"Please!"
Gunther shouted again, as he struggled to stand up. But when he finally got to his feet, everyone else in the room was looking at them.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听。请推荐给身边的好友。